Shaylee Peters joining you here on the Rural Radio Network, and it's time to take a look back on this week's market activity as we visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. And Blake, looking back across this week, pretty quiet trade for the most part. What do those numbers look like?
We ended up mixed. Grains held in okay in choppy trade, but beans led the way lower. July corn finished the week 374 and a quarter. That was up 1 3/4. December new crop corn, 392 and a half. That was up 2 1/4. July beans ended the week 926 and a quarter. That was down 26 and 3/4. November beans ended at 929 and a quarter. That was down 22 and a half. And July wheat finished down 0.5 cent at 437 and a half.
So most of the trade related to weather, or was there much of a story here this week?
Both, I guess. There wasn't much of a story, and we've been trading weather. You got cool, wet conditions out there, and then the forecast will come in with warmer weather with some windows to get guys planning. It seems to end the week, though, that the two different models, they're in disagreement, which created some of the chop, but they kind of met in the middle. They're calling for warmer temperatures with some spotty showers. That's okay as far as planting progress goes. But kind of the debate is, acres are we going to lose? Kind of a barometer is probably a 500,000 acre mark, and then just seeing how much of that will go into beans. And then the weakness in the beans, that adds to it, more acres, more production, but also China crush margins aren't looking too well. And then late in the week, there's also rumors of them canceling some U.S. cargoes. They used credit as an excuse, but it's just likely because of those weak crush margins.
You mentioned on yesterday's report those cattle on feed numbers came out during trading hours, which kind of dinged up the cattle market a little bit headed into a three-day weekend.
Yeah, and I like it when the reports come out midday. You don't have to think about it over the weekend, and it's kind of unique. Seems like when the grain reports come out, there's action right away with the high frequency trading. But if you thought the report was bullish or bearish, it gave you a couple minutes to place your bets. But the on feed numbers came in slightly bearish. On feed came in at 102%. Placements 111% and market 103%. The placement number was a lot higher than estimates, but within the range of estimates. And then marketed was above estimates, which could be positive as far as the nearby cash market goes. And we ended up closing pretty hard on the day. But one positive I'd take out of it is, you know, sellers really had a chance to take this thing limit and hold it down, but they couldn't do it. I don't know if we can get a big rally coming off of it, but it's just nice to see that the market held above limit when it could have very easily been limit down.
All right. So as we look at some of this and kind of waiting on news, I guess, especially in the grains, what are you advising these farmers to do here?
Well, I always say it, but we stick to our plan, seasonal average. Next week, it's going to be about 80% priced at about an average of 389. On Friday, we got a chance to make sales above 390, 392. So we caught guys up there. And this market seems like it could lull you to sleep. You get a day where we're up 4 cents, and then you have 3 days in a row where we're down 1 to 2 cents, and then a little pop. And then you get through that long enough before you look up, we're down at 360, 370 futures. So I think you just got to keep rewarding the rallies, as small as they may be. It's easier to manage an upward market when you're sold, or more sold than you'd like to be, than it is to handle a downward market when you're not sold at all. So we're just going to stick to that. And if there's a rally with funds getting out of shorts, or a weather rally, we'll adjust then with maybe some options or something like that.
All right. Thanks so much, Blake Kopitz, looking back on this week's market activity for the ARC Group. If you would like to visit with Blake or anyone else, you can give them a call toll-free at 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net. I'm Shaylee Peters on the Rural Radio Network.